kitapta yazıyor. Onun için çok üzerine gitmiyorum.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. I'm sorry to read all the text because I know that somebody has read in other languages. That's why I'm not going to be in direct contact with you, but with these papers here. And I hope to manage it well because I'm a bit emotional. A research carried out in Germany in the 2005 reached the conclusion that people who take high risk are more satisfied with themselves than the average. Also, the researchers of British Columbia University concluded that among managers of companies in the United States and Canada, those who make risky decisions are the most successful. Decisions have to be taken at the right time. High risk lead to public acknowledgement, let alone they very often raise enjoyable chats at the cocktails party. And as far as I can tell, from my experiences, statistics, they are telling the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, before you, there is someone who has never been afraid to overstep the mark. This bold thinking and the way I manage on my own image give me great satisfaction, but not relaxation or peace of mind, that I have come full circle. What should motivate people in fashion is changing whatever seems difficult or impossible into whatever seems difficult and enjoyable and accessible to the public. Audacity, as well as the need to share with others whatever I have created and discovered, has pushed me to make these certain choices of my life. I'm the creator of my own image and style. It all started when I was a kid in Korydallos, this is my neighborhood, a suburb of Piraeus, the biggest port of Greece. Since 4 years old, my mother used to make me sur-mesure shoes, so to spoil me enough. I indeed liked my shoes, fitted with horseshoes at the side, front and the back of it, so they could make a certain sound. This sound surprised the neighbor and excited me as I was attracting their attention. These neighbors were my first audience, let's say, and early spectators of this very personal style I was shaping at the time. The above added up to my austere father's objections, as the old-fashioned father, but a good one, towards my styling preferences, formulated, as you may well realize, the incentive which made me develop a tight relationship with the fashion. I love inspiring curiosity to people around me with my sense of humor, which sometimes is not that comprehensible. Their reaction proves me that I am a vehicle for the next big thing. And this is what I'm aiming at. In the late 60s, during my high school years, I attended the French School of St. Paul. It was there where I discovered that the uniformity of the black frock of the frères, how they were calling up my teachers, fascinated me. I was curious to discover the personality behind the uniforms. A garment and ceremonial dress play one role and makes one act in accordance to set rules. However, when set out of his formal attire, one is really himself with his weakness and virtues. I wanted to show them also I could wear something unique. The fabric covered buttons, the very shorter or longer, depends the time, trousers or jacket, make me to have sometimes, or precisely, 2 expulsion days from school. At that time, the French magazine Salut Le Copain was full of photos and stars of this period. Johnny Hallyday, Robert Hossein, Gilbert Bécaud, Sylvie Vartan, they were the stars, and there was myself on the opposite side. I was feeling then like as a star already. I wanted something on top of that, something to signify and mean lucky, which is my name. A tailor and an excellent dressmaker undertook the task fulfilling my expert demands. I made this flashback to my youth in order to introduce you to my way of thinking. I am a rather sui generis person and consider myself the conductor of an orchestra or creative members. I feel my mind is happy, calm, and clear. It is a clear mind that enables one to form clear thoughts, and same are one's choices and decisions. I'm surrounded by friends and family and a team of collaborators without whom I would not have been able to run a business consisting of 12 stores, 80 brands, distributed in more than 6,000 stores in Greece and Cyprus. I'm telling you all that as a person of strong theatricality. I took up dancing at an early age, and I have been used to wearing costumes and being made up since as early as my 16 years old. This way, I'm aiming to understand that is happening by observing everything around, such as different hairstyles, or how men and women wear their accessories in different cities around the world and the whole globe. Just a few days ago, as I was watching the pages of some magazines in Japanese ones, I saw that fashion is not anymore the tattoos, and so people, they try to avoid them. Accessories have gained opportunity instead. The season being that people now wish to part with them every time and keep their bodies clean of symbols and words. What some trendsetters do is an absurd short-term commitment. What I do is identify the need of a social group to express themselves in a different manner and make this expression a trend and consequently a commercial success. During this new time of world depression, when we all wonder where is the zeitgeist will be next, my instinct guides me towards seeking the joys of life. I still didn't gain my feeling to be shy. Because, ladies and gentlemen, it is beauty that will save the world and nothing else. All that motivates us in the energy we take seeking what is aesthetically and philosophically pleasing. The outcome of my job, either being at a Hermes bag or a jumper with a hood, is the result of the experience gathered while living with some unforgettable and important people. I refer to Gianni Versace while living in Miami, US. Whenever Gianni went to the beach, he observed people, sketched the details of what they were wearing, and tried to adapt it in his new collections. Versace wanted beautiful ladies, accompanied by handsome young men at his parties. That's why he designed sexy clothes for women and very nice, colorful shirts for men. And nobody could be unperfect in each party or wherever they were around him, because he knew how to readjust everything, their jacket, their trousers, and by the time touching them, whatever he liked. In the past, Romeo Gigli is another one who came to Greece with two camions of staff to decorate his lovely house in Mykonos, because he was respecting the place and he wanted to be adapted on the philosophy, of course, of his, that he was a bit a guy that he likes nice things and different, and of course, because of the architecture of Mykonos. Of course, I can never forget Jean-Paul Gaultier, that if somebody of the older ones, like I am here in this place, they remember Louis de Funès, how he was hysterical and good actor. Jean-Paul Gaultier is one of them, that before the show, he was so hysteric to put up a very nice show that reminded me very much of this fantastic French actor. And finally, Valentino, of course, he wanted to have a corset, so he should fit in the 48 size suit, which actually he should wear the 50 more. I have been close to all of these people, and they really made me to understand what the philosophy of fashion, but of humor, of course, and show me that I have to go on with my ideas adapted in the right time. The energy, discipline, and even the perversion that someone might have and may transform into creativity is what drives me crazy and leads me to a state of mental alchemy. What I mean with this is that the main characteristic of a garment or a collection of clothes is composition of ideas, shapes, pictures, sounds, colors, and essences, and of course of sexuality. I think that the ingredient of creation, which draws the attention of the public, has to be a mixture of extravagance, audacity, of course, and a lot of freedom. Time is critical for all of the above to be successful and well accepted. Not being a designer varied at his studio, nor a businessman who evaluates business plans only, I am the one who inspires and guides his team, and what wants to seek inside his experience to the people working with him towards an absolute result. This spans from the way a model walks, or the catwalk, or at the catwalk, or the clothes that suits her, the accessory she wears, and even the color of her buttons. It means a lot to me. I would like to narrate one of them, the strongest and the most demanding one, my collaboration with the Hermès Maison of Fashion. It all started when I decided to give a Kelly bag a design of mine, a modern way. I wish to give this classical beauty a look of present. I added external pockets with metal zippers to it. I had probably been not only me, but also Hermès customers who loved it, this bag. The Kelly Lattice was born and the story continues. In the studios, I started talking with the craftsmen about the technical details, exchanged views with all directors of future design that would also need a lifting. It has been me who loves quality, who started by buying a sample, a simple pair of denim trousers out of men's collection, and then added a cuff made of the woven sleeve on another Hermès jacket. I like to match things together. I'm not very standard, only today because of the situation. As you may already know, I cannot stand not wearing what intrigues me, as the text says the same. So, the time of the logomania has ended. Let's hope so. The clothes and accessories covered with mental frills and all kind of design symbols, names and signatures are not in the fashion anymore. The price tag now declares the quality of the item, and this price must correspond to the value of the production process and the craftsman creativity. From Moscow to Dubai and from Hong Kong to New York, tourists and customers of big department stores which promote designers and their collections have now in mind to spend money only on what really excites them and in consequence their public. The menu of the eat bag, be careful of that, not big bags at night in the restaurant, please. The most sparkling watch, the shiny leather coat, came full of it. This is the message consumers send to the chairman of big fashion houses by buying reasonably and showing their patience as they did last year when they wanted for the 60 to 7% sale, even in New York and London, to attire people. With this behavior, consumers punish excessive prices. Moreover, there is a big portion of the market that relies to the internet. This illness of our thing, having beautiful stores and people going to internet buying. A logo, a status symbol, or as a signature can help commerciality. This is common knowledge to all media owners, editors, magazines, directors, creative directors, and the whole staff from the store to anywhere. One of them is Giovanni Bianco. I spent several weeks in his studio in New York alongside some talented Japanese graffiti artists who worked there to design the logo of my personal brand, Dot Lab. A clothes and accessory line addressed young people, easy to wear, sportive and affordable. Me and Bianco walked along along the street, uptown, downtown, midtown, everywhere, seeing museums, following modern and antique art, just to understand what should be missing in the market so I could put, buy this logo. I was longing for having my name added to the Zeitgeist list. As René Lacoste decorated his shirt with the little reptile, the other one, Ralph Lauren, with his polo player riding a horse, and this other one, Paul Frank, with a funny head of a monkey, I also needed to find my identity on the brand. At some point, Bianco was stuck. He didn't know what to decide, what to do. So we had like an argument, we were talking, he was saying this, I was saying that, and then whoop, I said to him at the end, when two men, they don't find any decision, and they cannot go on because the time is passing, as the time here, thanks God, we have two more minutes to support me. And I said, we should say full stop. And that's it. The full stop was a good beginning of the brand. So, this is how it started the label. As I believe, the turning point is always followed by a new state of things. And the dot lab is a whole new world overloaded with creativity. Usually we raise the clap in this moment. For the brand, not for me. Lac was born in 2003 and started traveling to meet youth. Since then, my lost youth, you know. Since then, Dot Lac was gone a long way, being happy, fresh, free to dream, matching the odds at every stop. Dot Lac exchanged ideas and style with friends in order to create something new and something amusing. I didn't want to stress people with any more fashion. Who am I to stress them after 30 years that they were stressing me? Because luckily or unfortunately, I'm 30 years devoted in the fashion business. So all that I have created with my people, with my creative staff, my mind, my experience, I put it in this brand. Without losing my personality, my extravagance, let's say, and my way of thinking how fashion is. This is what Vogue magazine got it from me, and people of Vogue, they dedicated me like 8 pages in French Vogue in last August 2009. People must just calm down, as not everybody is capable of acquiring everything anymore. People do not like buying things that they are determined by certain seasonality. They must try to find the way to be happy with what they buy, why they buy, why they should spend this money, where do they have to go. And we must never forget that the necessary thing in 1 week home is like when we have a luggage for 1 month when we're traveling. So no more clothes than that we should use. This is what we have to practice at home too. So the style of shoes and elder people too, I created this line just for all these special poses that I have told you before. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the outcome of my experience and inner thoughts and mind trying to think free. At the same time, I am restless and receive messages that inspire me. The result of my efforts derives from experience. I have dared to see the world from a different angle and have taken high risks. Risk for me, like Scabalas, means to put no limits in the way I create products and opportunities to communicate with people. At some point, I might sound extravagant, I know. Some of you might think I am unnecessarily eccentric, but know that in our days, in particular when the financial crisis is hovering over our heads, the only way out is the joy of life. I am asking all of you to search for higher spirits. Some of you may find the joy when acquiring something new, some others in a young child's laughter, some even in love within their family. The rest may be while traveling with good friends. As for me, I'd like to take my life and jog out for a delightful dinner, where all guests will enjoy the generosity of their host and all he is capable of sharing along with them. Is to have nice time and no fashion, don't care about it. Thank you very much.